Despite a cold snap earlier this month, sugar beet farmers in South Central Idaho say they're right on schedule to wrap up this year's harvest in the next week. Rachel Cohen took a trip to a sugar beet operation in the Jerome County community of Eden to learn more about how everything from weather to labor affects Idaho's beet industry.
Randy Grant pulls his white pickup right onto his sugar beet fields.
I'll drive us around out here, try not to get us run over out here. There's a lot going on in one of these harvest.
A couple tractors are making their way down rows, tossing the white, long, turnip-like vegetables into the beds of trucks riding alongside them. Seagulls swoop in behind the tractors, fighting to pick up worms dug up from deep in the dirt. Grant farms 1,200 acres of sugar beets, along with some other crops, with his business partner. They sell the beets to the processing co-op Amalgamated Sugar. He says unusually cold weather earlier in October that gave trouble to some potato farmers in East Idaho affected the sugar beets for a couple days.
Actually, you can see the color of the sugar beets. They're usually a darker, more lively looking green. They're kind of yellowed now. It basically stopped the growing of them for the year.
He says cold weather can alter the sugar content of these root vegetables, but they won't know how the dip in temperatures affected the beets until they are processed. Beets, Grant says, are hardy.
They don't quite have the fluctuations that some of the other ones do, the highs and the lows.
The beets in these fields were planted in April and harvested in September and October. Through the winter, they sit in storage. Then they're processed in the Amalgamated Sugar factories through early spring, showing up in bags of granulated sugar, cereals, and sports drinks. Since the early 2000s, seed companies have offered farmers genetically modified seeds, and Grant says this technology has improved output. Harvests used to be messier. They'd have to pick out the bad beets by hand. Now the bulk of the operation is people coordination. Jamie Gilchrist is a farmhand, riding one of the tractors down the field, picking up beets.
It just pops them up. They just come the beets right up the backside of those wheels.
After the digger tops off a truck, it pulls away toward the road, heading to the dumping site 5 miles away.
They'll go unload. Here comes another one, empty.
Another truck pulls up in its place to catch the beets tossed in the air. The driver and Gilchrist lock eyes, so they know they're in sync.
A lot of coordination.
This goes on all day, from about 7 in the morning to 8 in the evening. Trucks ride beside harvesters, drive to the dump or the factory, come back, and do it again.
300 loads a day, we're happy campers.
That's Grant. Each of those 300 trucks holds 15 tons of beets. Trucking is a bulk of the harvest work, and lately, with the low unemployment rate and a national trucking shortage, good employees can be difficult to come by.
I mean, you can find help, but you need to find good, competent help, especially if they're driving on roads, and you want people that are safe and conscientious. So it has been somewhat of an issue, but we've been pretty fortunate to have a lot of the same help come back year after year.
Lydia Perez fits that bill. She's worked for Grant for about 8 years hauling beets.
I am driving truck. I'm going to haul beets over to the beet dump, and then I unload, and then we come back and load up again.
It's 11 a.m., and this is Perez's fourth trip to the dump of the day, where she'll let the beets roll into a giant mountain that takes shape by the road during harvest. It's intense, around-the-clock work for around 1 to 2 months. Lately, they've seen a lot of retirees applying for trucking jobs, even if they've never worked in agriculture before. Seniors in the U.S. are working later and later into their lives, and the beet harvest is a way to make some money in a short time. Perez says while people can hop right in during harvest, the job requires care and attention.
But the harvest time is, you know, it's pretty dangerous. You gotta kind of got to be on your toes and eyes open, your ears open. Because I drive, so I want to be really careful and watch out for other drivers because they come out from everywhere.
After dumping her beets, Perez heads back to the fields. Next week, the harvest will be over. She'll help out with some odd jobs, and then we'll be done for the winter. Until next spring, when she'll come back out for planting. In Eden, Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.